I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
It has taught me an awful lot about what I need to function. I don't need 3 carbs a day, but I can't live without carbs. I miss bread, okay. I miss pasta, I miss rice.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever been weighed at a slimming club when you're following a totally different plan, then this is the podcast you need. With me and my fellow dieters, Jo.
Hi.
Who's weighing at Slimming World and following
a plan.
And Victoria.
Hi.
She's back at Slimming World.
Hooray!
So it is a huge day for us. Victoria has been back. She's been weighed for the first time since when, Victoria?
9th of March, I think.
Wow.
Was the last time I got weighed. Wow. Yeah, a long time ago.
Okay, well, here's Victoria's update.
Oh, Katie, stop. Just stop 1 second. What you're about to play isn't actually my update. Producer Paul, are you ready?
Ready.
It is Tuesday, August the 4th, 2020, which is also going to be known as the day that I started the Fast 800 diet. Yep, that is it. For the whole of August, I am doing this stupid bloody diet. Joe and Katie aren't going to know that I'm doing this, and hopefully by the time that you hear this, I will have lost a shit ton of weight. Oh my God, I can't wait to see Katie's face.
Oh, it's too good.
Today is day 3 doing the Fast 800, and it is actually my only second day completely following the plan, as yesterday on day 2, I ended up meeting up with a friend unplanned, and we had a couple of cocktails and some food. I am bloody starving, and I hate the feeling of being hungry, and the worst thing is I have snacks in my cupboard. I just miss carbs. I love carbs too much. So I have made some portions of pea and spinach soup, which I know Katie likes, and a prawn curry as well, which I'm going to make a few portions of, because I find that when I have things in the freezer, I'm more likely to stick to a plan. I really want some ice cream, but I'm going to be good. I'm going to be really, really good. The first few days were a struggle, but I'm very pleased to say that I've come out the other side and I actually feel really good. I'm not even tempted by anything. I've been completely on it all this weekend. I am off to the seaside today with my dad, and I know that I will have something. I had chips and ice cream, and I can so tell I have not eaten sugar or carbs in nearly a week because I feel absolutely awful. It was kind of nice at the time, but on reflection, I kind of wish I hadn't done it. I am meal planning today, sorting out my shopping list, going food shopping tomorrow. I feel really good. I can see why Katie loves this diet so much. Each day is all right now. It's not a struggle. I'm not really that hungry anymore. It is Sunday, the 23rd of August, and I have just got home from my weekend away in Buckinghamshire with one of my friends. And when I say that I have come off the Fast 800 diet, I seriously have come off the Fast 800 diet. I'm so, so ready to tell Joe and Katie. I am about to go and get weighed for the first time since March. Are you ready to find out how I got on in lockdown? I'm going to tell you now.
right now, you need to take back everything you said when you slagged off the Fast 800, because what I heard there was, do you know what, Katie? For the first 6 months of this year, you've been right all along.
It's too good.
Keeping it from you has been the hardest thing I think I've ever had to do.
So have you, are you still on it? What's happened?
So I did it every day that I could possibly do it in August. I did it. So when I went off plan and I had like weekends away, yeah, I came off the plan, but there were times when I could do 4 weeks on it, completely on it. So that was why like I wasn't drinking and all of that. So no, I only did it for August. I am going to be back on Slimming World now.
Okay.
But it has taught me an awful lot about what I need to function and how about portion size and how I don't need 3 carbs a day.
No.
So in a way, like I have learned a lot and I will take a lot from it, but I can't live without carbs. I miss bread. Okay. I miss pasta. I miss rice.
Oh, so even like when you were like, you'd had a good week on it, for example,
yeah.
You still felt you missed carbs, because you're not too that bothered, are you, Katie?
I don't know, like after a certain amount of time, like I definitely do crave potatoes.
Okay,
like,
fine.
Not bothered about chocolate or biscuits.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've not missed chocolate. No. I've not missed anything sweet or anything like that. I have generally just missed like bread and a jacket potato and having chips or, you know, things like that. So yeah, it has taught me a lot. It's been really fun, actually. I'm so, so glad that I've done it. And yes, Katie, you are right. It is an amazing diet.
Thank you. I'm sure that really hurt.
Honestly. Katie, do you want that as your ringtone, darling? We can take it off of you.
I think as well, like what it does teach you is, like you said about like you don't need 3 carbs, but also portion sizes. Like as great as Slimming World is and people lose shitloads of weight on and people make shitloads of money out of it every year, but you don't need to pile your plate so fucking high. Even if it's speed nice, food or free food, you don't need to eat like 3 portions of spaghetti bolognese or, you know.
No, you don't. And I have noticed that my stomach has shrunk as well. So, you know, I'm not eating half as much as I would, but I'm getting fuller quicker.
Yeah.
But there were things that I didn't substitute. So I still had my cup of tea every morning and I still had my sweetener in my tea. And, you know, there were still things I was just not willing to give up. But where I could, I definitely followed it. And I'm going to really miss having avocado every day.
It's so nice, isn't it? So, darling, this is exciting. Firstly, fucking great cover up. I would never have guessed.
Absolutely not.
The amount of times you've talked us through the freaking pizzas and shit you've been eating.
No, but she has been eating them.
Yeah, maybe that's
the thing.
Too,
I know.
So I guess now we need to know how much you lost.
So there's two things. So obviously I weighed myself right at the start of the month, right at the start of August. So from my home scales to now, I can tell you that doing the Fast 800 in August, I lost a stone.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
But since lockdown, on official Slimming World scales, I've lost 11 pounds.
That is amazing.
Well done. I'm actually now half a pound away from my 4-stone award.
Shit, Victoria.
I know. I was fucking gutted.
So good.
But what is that this year?
So what was I on? I was on 9.
9, yeah.
So 11. So yeah, so 20.
20
is that
pounds
right?
This year. Yeah.
So you're beating me ever so slightly. You're beating me.
Oh, me or well, Katie? Oh my God, you must feel amazing.
I do. I feel really good. And do you know what? I even tried my Target waist skirt on and I can do that up now as well. So yeah, it's been a really good month. I'm really, really glad I've done it. And I have still managed to have a life. I've still, you know, gone for weekends away. I've still had, you know, meals out and things like that. So yeah, I'm really, really glad I did it. But I think Slimming World is where it is going to stay for me.
So you're doing Slimming World properly from now or...?
Sure. When do I do a plan properly? Okay, so for example, I am going to be drinking with my friend on Friday. Yeah. And
Save those sins.
Victoria, hopefully next week.
Sure.
Lots of rum, obviously.
Well, it's good to have you back.
I know, but yes. So for example, I can make like a fish pie now or a cottage pie. I can have mashed potatoes. So yeah, a bit of both, I think. Probably a bit of the Fast 800, mainly Slimming World. And just, yeah, I think that's where I'm going to go. I mean, but we'll see. This is me.
It's amazing. Brilliant. Well done. Bloody well done.
Thank you.
I mean, you're a fucking liar, but really. Well done, darling. Well done.
Thank you.
right, let's move on to our excuse of the week. This one's been sent in by Ruth, and she says, my excuse of the week is my bath went cold. I was happily melting away in a hot bath and been happily relaxing for half an hour when my husband comes in, leaves the door open and starts talking to me. He then gets in the bath and complains it's too hot, then turns on the cold taps. I got out of the bath, so any weight I would have lost in my lava heat bath was immediately gained with a hawking great slab of triple white chocolate gatto. My husband emerged all wrinkly, saying he'd had a lovely bath. He let the heat out of the bath and stole the heat of the bathroom, then rubbed it in as he was so relaxed.
That bath thing.
It's not a thing. That bath thing is not a thing. It's not a thing.
That's a throwback, isn't it? Yeah. God, I might give it a go. I'm up for trying anything now, as you guys know.
A reminder then that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you get 4 extra portions, bonus episodes, tutorial videos, an exclusive sticker when you join, and access to our Zoom meetings. Our next Zoom meeting is next Thursday. That's the 10th of September. And there are prizes to be won, including another £100, 7 envelopes left to win and find the cash. Now is the perfect time to join as well, because you get charged at the beginning of each month, so you can get a full month of content from us before you decide if you want to continue. That's patreon.com/secretslimpod. That's patreon.com/secretslimpod. Or you can download the Patreon app in the App Store.
Here's a thing that we haven't discussed before about our Zoom meetings. Do we... because it's the beginning of the month and people might want a little bit of a try before you buy.
Okay.
Do we just open the next Zoom meeting to all listeners?
What, so not...
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah. Not just Patreons.
Not
then.
Just Patreons, but like, so everybody can come and see whether they want to be part of our Zoom fam.
Okay.
As it is. And we'll still do it as normal. What do you reckon?
I'm now going to be back on the rum, so I am well up for more people getting drunk with me. So this is a big yes for me.
I say
shots all round, guys.
It's not like it's a normal slimming world or Weight Watchers Zoom. It's like it's a party.
Yeah, it is. So why don't we open it just for this one only? And then if you like it and you want the bonus episodes as well, and you want to join us on our future Zooms after next week,
then
on the 10th,
yeah,
then you know you've got time to sign up for the next one.
Okay, I'm up for that.
Are we up for open house?
Yeah, open house.
Yes.
Keys on the table.
No, not that one.
All right, so next week's Zoom, we will post the Zoom code to everybody.
Okay.
For one Zoom only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is exciting.
Yeah, one in all in, guys. Come on, we can do it. Get it in your calendar next Thursday.
Right, before we move on to our next weigh-in, we've heard from several of you again this week at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. And you can also join the Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group on our Facebook page, so you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
Ems Tyler says, I'm watching episode 1 of Michael Mosley's programme. Somehow, inexplicably, I've eaten more than 800 calories in the 34 minutes since it's been on.
I took great inspiration from that programme. Just want to throw that out there.
Work it out. Was that on before you started or while you in the first 800?
I think it was like my first week. I think it was the first episode or something like that. So yeah, I did watch them all. Yeah, got some great ideas. You know, mushroom topped pizzas. Yeah, great.
You didn't do 800 calories though in that 34 minute programme.
No, I didn't. I was well behaved in August, as you were.
Well done.
Gemma Brown says, Fitbit helped me to lose weight alongside Slimming World, so I lost 6 stone. But over the years, I piled it all back on. I blamed the Fitbit, laugh out loud. So upgraded, and since then, I keep blaming the Fitbit and thinking an upgrade will fix it. It hasn't.
Well, sometimes if you are wearing your Fitbit on the scales, do remember.
That adds to the poundage.
Of course it does.
Emma says, we've just moved house, so all meal prep and being good has flown out the window. In the last week, I've had 2 barbecues with copious amounts of wine, McDonald's, Chinese, times 2, fish and chips, pies for main and dessert, loads more wine, champagne, donuts, muffins, cookies, and a massive salted caramel cake for my son's birthday. I weighed myself this morning and I've lost 1.5 pounds.
Must feel
the heavy lifting of moving of boxes, etc. # guess who's nailed dieting.
God, that sounds like my August on the Fast 800.
Lorna says, okay, so my leader's just messaged me. I gave up on Zoom in April. The bad news is my group is not going to be reopening. There are others close by, but this one was literally around the corner from my house. And even that felt like a struggle to get to in the past. I feel like fate is telling me it's time to move on from Slimming World. Luckily, I listen to this podcast and I'm not short of replacement ideas. Maybe I could just do a Joe and try and pick a mix approach.
Absolutely. She's not wrong. Emily Bull says, I'm 8 pounds heavier than what I told my consultant, so why not go out strong and do it properly? And she then sent us a picture of a huge Chinese takeaway.
Wow. That's the thing I miss the most.
Chinese?
What? Yeah. I can't even remember the last time I
had. I've not had one this Chinese. Year, actually.
Yeah. This year?
Yeah, I've not had one this year.
Trying to think if
I know that's a shocker, isn't it?
It is for you. This is why it's really thrown me.
Jennifer Bennett says, guess who's now dieting at 3.5 pounds off this week? Frustratingly, I'm 0.5 pound from my 2 stone award. Obviously, I celebrated my loss by going on a mega binge. At the back of the cupboard was an out of date Easter egg. I couldn't let my toddler eat out of date chocolate, could I? So I did what any good mum would do and snaffled it in secret in the kitchen.
Absolutely right. No sins if it's in secret.
Oh, I miss Easter eggs.
Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast gets an exclusive Guess Who's Now Dieting sticker to show off at your next group, if and when you do decide to go back. Just get in touch with us with your name and address. Right, it's time for update number 2, and it's Jo.
Not had a bad week. Went out yesterday for lunch. Ended up being off plan because I had a roast dinner. But here's the joy. I calculated it online. It was about 850 calories just for that meal. Added it to the breakfast that I'd had. Didn't have anything else for the rest of the day anyway because I was stuffed. And still burnt off more calories on the old Fitbit logger than I consumed. So surely that means I'm going to lose weight, yeah? I did not stay at Slimming World. Bank holiday, innit? However, I did lose 1 pound. Much better next week. Now I've got the Fitbit on the go. Much better.
Jo, just a quick question there. In your first bit of audio, what was that in the background? Because it was very loud.
Yeah, I was cooking bacon for my boyfriend, obviously. Really? And he does like it cooked in lard.
What?
Oh, yeah, he's proper old school.
Absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, he has it cooked in lard. Obviously rind on, crisped to the max. And I had none of it. Probably had a chocolate mint shake or something like that.
Oh, my
God. I can't remember. It's hard cooking for somebody else when you're on a shake diet.
Yes, 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 I'm sure it is.
Yes, like myself.
Why don't you just get him to do it?
Oh, you are joking. You've forgotten what it's like to live with a bloke, haven't you, darling?
I have, yeah. It's been that long. God.
But you've only lost 1 pound this week.
Yeah, only 1 pound.
Right, this is what I'm finding crazy. Really frustrating because, like, you're saying to us that you're on the Cambridge diet and you're having your shakes and you're being good.
And my shepherd's pie.
And you're doing Cambridge your Fitbit and you've... Have you finished your couch to 5K now?
No, one more to go.
Right, okay, just the one more run to go.
Jesus.
Only 1 pound.
Yeah, no, tell me about it.
Are you disappointed, Joe? Because I'd be furious.
I'm just happy to lose anything at my age. I mean, it's true, isn't it? And I also do feel like now I've got the Fitbit. This is a whole new world I have moved into. I woke up this morning, and if I'd wanted to, I could have had a bag of crisps because I'd already worked off 300 calories.
That's bullshit.
In my bed.
I'm
not bloody questioning technology. That's what it said.
Rubbish.
That is what it said, Katie. Now, who am I? If you want to take Johnny Fitbit to court, then that is up to you. But that is what it said to me. Yesterday, I think I had about 850 calories and I burnt off 2,100.
Joe, you should have definitely lost more than a bloody pound.
I'm gaunt today because of
that. What are you doing wrong?
What? I don't know what you mean. You know what it's like. Have you ever seen the diet shows on TV where they have them exercising like 8 hours a day and then give them one piece of lettuce?
You're not really exercising though, are you? You're just moving.
You're lying in bed.
How very dare you.
That's what you've just said. You've burnt 300 calories lying in bed.
Yeah, that was 300. Yesterday I did 15,000. Was it 15,000 steps? Yeah. Upwards of.
Bullshit.
Can't remember.
Again,
I did. I was marching. I was jogging whilst watching TV.
Oh
my God, guys. This is the new me and you two.
This is the new couch to 5K, which she's still not finished.
Still not done. Want to go.
When do you think you're going to finish that?
Plans are tomorrow.
Sure. I mean, sure, we heard this time last week.
That is the plan. I need to get out of the way.
Because of what's happening next.
Because I don't want to do it anymore. It's really like it's that thing, like it's over my shoulder. Just fucking do it one more time. And go, oh, okay, I'll do it one more time.
It's been over your shoulder since last year.
Yeah, I know, but now I'm really annoyed with it.
But so, surely, like that should be the next thing. Like you're on the Fitbit now, so then
on the Fitbit,
doing another couch to 5K.
Well, the Fitbit is any movement. Like now, Katie, look at me. What am I doing?
Nothing. You're waving. But then, but how's that burning calories?
I don't know. Again, I'm not the one that's made this technology. I don't know why you're having a go at me. Yeah, but I'm just following it.
You sound like one of these women that works in a care home that just gets the old people to sit in chairs and move their arms about and reckons that that is their daily exercise.
Again, guys, well done if that is you. And you're burning calories. Just moving, you're burning calories.
So, Jo, what's your plan for the next? Are you still doing Cambridge?
Yep. Still doing
Cambridge. Are you going out at all? Are you going out and meals out?
Intervention time. Why are you doing the Cambridge diet? Because you've not flossed fuck all on this, right? And you've been on it now for nearly 2 months.
I know, it's pricey.
Try the Fast 800, it really works.
It's pricey. I've had a breakfast smoothie. I'm enjoying it, though.
No, you're not, though.
I've had a breakfast smoothie. I'm going to have a cherry Bakewell bar in the car on the way home. Yeah. That's two of my meals today. I'm probably going to lose 4 to 5 pounds next week. That's my prediction.
How have you come to that conclusion?
Well, because I won't be going out for a Sunday roast, for example.
Sunday roast is not going to put 4 or 5 pounds on.
No, but I mean, I only lost a pound this week, but I did go out for a Sunday dinner, didn't I?
Right.
So that obviously sorted.
Do you know what? Out of all of our diets, yours sounds the most miserable.
But how come on this podcast I sound the most happy?
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Every week we are taking nominations for a hero. This is somebody who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. This one came in and asked us to keep them anonymous. They say, I'm not sure if I'm massively proud or massively ashamed of this. I wanted a Domino's pizza, but I had had one two nights before, so I was worried I'd be judged. I live alone in a flat and share a front door to the building with one flat upstairs. I knew she was out at work and wouldn't be back for hours, so I ordered a Domino's to her address, then listened carefully until they buzzed her flat. The buzzers are so loud, I can hear it easily. Then I picked up my entry phone and said, I have COVID symptoms. Can you leave it in the hallway? At no judgment on the two.
Oh my god. That is extreme.
So good.
That is like expert level lying.
Yeah, it's really deep and thought through, and we can only applaud it.
I mean, genius. Yeah. Absolutely genius. Because this could be me, because I live in a flat and I have a shared front door and I am inspired.
Yeah, you got to just work out when your neighbours are out now, Victoria. That's true.
Right, it's time for the last update of the podcast, and it's mine.
I haven't really been following the Fast 800 plan. I know, shock horror. But I have had barely anything to eat again, so maybe that's going to be a good thing. I have had 3 jacket potatoes because that was about all I could stomach, and I really craved them after not having potatoes for so long. So I thought, well, give your body what it wants, and hopefully that can only be a good thing. Also, I feel like the government is listening to this podcast. So I heard this morning on the news about an 800 calorie diet where people are having shakes and soups to sort of combat type 2 diabetes. I can't think where they would have got that idea from. I have lost again this week. I've lost another 2.5 pounds, which means I think it's either a pound or half a pound off my 2 stone of what. I can't remember what my leader said, but smidgingly close. So, so, so near.
Congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
well done, darling. It's a weird thing to crave, jacket potatoes.
No, but when you've not had carbs.
I can relate. Yeah. I can relate.
When you've not had the carbs and you just want something, that's what I was after.
What did you have? What was your topping? Tuna mayo?
No, well, I did have cheese and beans one day.
Yes.
And then I did have tuna mayo another day.
Oh, yeah, delish.
So, yeah, delish. I've had my potato
fix. Where are you at now then, Katie? Are you still doing the Fast 800 or are you off that now?
Well, at the minute, I'm not eating anything. So I'm not on any diet. But I've got to go food shopping after we've finished here, and then I'm going to buy the stuff I need for the Fast 800. So I have planned a week's worth of meals. And then, yeah, just crack back on with that.
You did well.
Yeah, thanks, I know. it's just like it feels a bit like I've cheated this week because I've...
Well, you have,
yes. Yeah, I've still lost weight.
But, I mean, well
not
done,
followed
but
Michael
you have
Mosley's
cheated.
Plan. But, and I've looked back at my records and it is half a pound I've got to lose now until I get my 2 stone award.
Amazing.
So maybe next week then, Katie, we'll both be getting awards.
Sorry? Oh, yes.
I was going to say, I'll join you. I might get my half stone, but I've already had that, so I won't
get your half stone award this year.
So I can't get it again.
So yeah, go food shopping, get back on it, have a bit of a word with myself and focus back on doing this and the reasons I'm doing it for. And also, I would like to take the government to task on the fact that they are absolutely ripping off our podcast.
Sure.
So, like,
I think Boris does listen, though.
Right.
I think he has a sneaky listen.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact
that... He's got nothing
that
else to do,
is he? A lot of people are talking about an 800-calorie diet. Yeah. A lot of people are talking about shake diets. But is anyone talking about both? No, they're not. Only us.
Only us.
Somebody messaged to say they think that the shakes and soup thing is the...
Exante.
Oh, God, don't do it, guys. Seriously, don't do it.
They think it's that they are... They're pushing.
Okay.
Shares
no.
in it.
Oh, well, there'll be some sort of Tory donor somewhere.
I think.
Fingers in.
Johnny Exante. He's also a
First
Tory.
Hand experience. Do not recommend.
Yeah, you didn't get on with that, darling, did you?
Well, I did. I mean, I did lose weight. I lost half a stone in a week, so I did do well on it. But it was absolutely fucking disgusting, and I will never, ever do it again.
So how does the Fast 800 compare, Victoria, to the Exante diet?
Oh, Fast 800 is just superior, but the new world is better.
You'd be very interested to see what you do next week, Victoria. Now you're back to your old ways.
Also now ways. I know that she's lied to us for like a month.
Yeah, you won't believe her. But you didn't believe her anyway, did
you? Oh, no, I've never
there's
believed
not been
any,
a week that no, you've believed not Victoria since this podcast began.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You knew.
But now I've got evidence. It's in my book now.
Yeah, that's true. Although, can I just say that if you are using your book as evidence of what you've lost, because of COVID, we are writing in ourselves.
Our own, yes.
What we've lost. So remember, I mean, I could also put a down, I'd lost a stone.
Okay, guys, I am that petty that I will message my leader and say, can you confirm what I've
lost? We believe you, darling. We believe you.
Right, now on to the least supportive diet partner nominations. Today's comes from Jennifer, and she says, this is not my partner, as I'd rather eat Katie's stupid speed soup washed down with a mug of matcha and a wheatgrass chaser for the rest of my days. So let's just say person. A least supportive diet person goes to my ring piece of a neighbour who is playing his music so loudly it woke me up, and he is the sole reason I'm eating chocolate raisins and Danish pastries, plural, in bed at 3 a.m. Frick.
Nice.
Oh, no. There's nothing worse than noisy neighbours.
Right, before we crown this week's Slimmer of the Week, let's get some more of your messages at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and on Facebook.
Sarah Black says, me and my husband have just finished our first week of the Fast 800. I have done everything for him. All he had to do was eat the meals. I was dreading weigh-in this morning with him being a man. Well, I only went and bloody lost more than him. And I've had three kids, so I'm sure I'm not even a man. He lost 9 pounds and I lost a whopping 13 pounds.
Amazing.
Oh, amazing.
Thank you, diet gods. Well done.
He was definitely sneaking some treats.
He's not followed that 100%. Of course.
He's had the meals
in a week.
Plus bag of Walkers.
Oh, he's had all sorts.
Sure.
Yeah, he's
Macca's.
He's had loads of rum as well, definitely. Leonie Jade says, fucking fuming. Back for a week to a group this week and worked my ass off for a good loss. Turns out the consultant I had in lockdown didn't log any weight. So the 1 stone lockdown gain went on last week instead of the 1.5 pound loss it actually was. Meaning that my 3.5 pound loss was fucking pointless. I lost Slimmer of the Week to someone who lost 2 pounds. Where's the justice?
Oh, no.
And to make matters worse, I don't stand a hope in hell going forward because the two blokes in our group are now on it. Mm. And we all know what happens to men in swimming groups, don't we? Wankers. If anyone wants me, I'll be in the cheesecake shop drowning my sorrows in cake. Fucking hell, you'd be fucking fuming.
Full disclosure, tomorrow, as part of my day job, I am having to go to a cafe where they sell 3,000 cheesecakes a month, and I'm having to sit there.
You're eating two of them.
Sure. I don't know. I've messaged him already saying, like Sparky, who I work with, he's going to taste their cheesecake. That's what we're going for. And I've said, do you have any low-fat meals?
Piss off!
I am.
That's what I said. A cheesecake calf.
Like, it's a normal calf.
Right.
So I said, can you do me something diet-friendly? And he just said, see what I can do. Winky face.
Okay, Joe, you're going to this cheesecake place.
Sure.
I'm going out for breakfast tomorrow. So I will support you in this and I'll have like pancakes or waffles or something if you're going to have the cheesecake.
Okay. I was planning on having nothing.
See, you can't do that. I can't go to a cheesecake place and not have cheesecake.
Well, let's see. Oh, one's a Malteser-based one as well.
And
there's a twirl one. He said, can I not tempt you?
Oh, stop.
Sorry, guys. Carry on.
Oh, Rosemary Archibald says, I had a panic trip to Tesco after I realised that we were down to our last two nappies. And in front of me was a guy whose shopping just screamed single man living by himself. He had three large cakes, four packs of biscuits, one of those big sharing sized chocolate bars, and countless pre-made snacks that you can just pop in the oven. The only item of fresh food that he had was a loaf of white bread. Seriously, not joking. And of course, he was as thin as a rake.
Oh.
And there I was, stood behind him, looking over wistfully with my shopping, which consisted of nappies, snacks for the kids, my diet yogurts, and some fresh berries. And I probably have more fat in my left thigh as this bloke has on the entirety of his body.
God,
what an inspiration.
I genuinely remember thinking that my waist was twice the size of Cheryl Cole's thighs when she was in a small dress.
Oh my God.
I'm thinking, God, my thigh was bigger than her waist. I've had a horrible time. Sorry, carry on.
Oh, you've all got yourselves an exclusive Guess Who's Now Dieting sticker. Right, it's time to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week. Last week, I was named Slimmer of the Week, so I get to decide who it is this week. Jo?
Victoria's lied to you for a month. I think that's all I need to say.
Yeah, but Katie, I might have lied to you, but I have fully backed up what you've been saying about the Fast 800 being a fucking miracle.
Yeah, I feel like I don't stand much of a chance because Victoria has apologised and said that, you know, she really sees your side.
And also, it takes a really, like, big person to stand back and go, do you know what, I was completely wrong for the first 6 months of this year.
Do you know what? I'm an Aries, so I never admit I'm wrong. So this is a really big thing for me.
The Slimmer of the Week this week has to be Victoria.
Oh, well so, done, darling.
Well done on Victoria on doing what I said to do 6 months ago.
Okay.
You may or may not agree with this. You might want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week. You might want to give Victoria some jip for slagging off the Fast 800.
Oh, my God.
And now being on it, fully supporting of it. Get in touch with us on our socials this week. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. And if you rate and review this podcast, it helps us. And those clicks of your phone will help you burn calories, according to Joe's Fitbit.
It will.
So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in it. Thank you.